In today's episode, I'm going to show you how to plan for your 2024 goals. See my bio for my goals planner. So let's get started. Perspective plans with new videos and podcasts weekly. Join our Patreon at patreon.com/perspectiveplans for exclusive videos and more. Visit perspectiveplans.com for all of your planner and stationery needs. Only at Perspective Plans, helping you plan for what's to come. Hello everyone, I'm Christina B. Rison, and welcome to the Perspective Plan Show, where I cover planner and productivity tips to help you plan for what's to come. Subscribe now for new podcasts and videos weekly so that you don't miss anything. Shop for workbooks, printables, and stickers at perspectiveplans.com. And last but not least, this episode would not be possible without the support of our Perspective Plans patrons and channel members. Thank you. Now let's get started into this episode. We are so close to the end of 2023, which means it's time to start considering your objectives for the upcoming season. In today's episode, I'll be providing you some advice on how to plan your 2024 objectives like a pro in this video. Be sure to check out my goals planner that you can use to keep yourself on track throughout the year, which will be available down below. Don't forget to check it out. Tip 1, start with a vision board. Making a vision board is the first step in strategizing your goals for 2024. The main thing is to have a visual depiction of what you intend to accomplish in the upcoming year, whether it be on a real board or even a digital one. Spend some time considering your objectives, then look for pictures and phrases that best convey them. To locate the ideal graphics and, of course, phrases that inspire you, use magazines, Pinterest, or any other source. And, of course, check out my Canva template for a digital vision board, and I'll leave that down below. Carve your name on hearts, not on tombstones. A legacy is etched into the minds of others and the stories they share about you. Shannon Adler. Tip 2, break it down. It's essential to divide your objectives into smaller, more attainable actions once you've created a vision board. You'll be able to maintain your motivation and attention all year long with this. If one of your objectives is to run a marathon, for instance, make smaller objectives to complete a 5K, a 10K, and of course a half marathon. By doing so, you may acknowledge your accomplishments along the road and maintain your drive to move on. If you have a dream, don't sit there. Gather courage to believe that you can succeed and leave no stone unturned to make it a reality. Dr. Ruth Lee. Tip 3, make it. Make it specific and measurable. Make sure your objectives are explicit and quantifiable when you set them. Say, I want to be healthier, for instance, but be more specific by adding, I want to lose 10 pounds by the end of the year. This makes it simpler to monitor your development and maintain motivation. A goal is not always meant to be reached. It often serves simply as something to aim at. Bruce Lee. Tip 4, get an accountability buddy. A significant factor in helping you achieve your objectives is having someone to hold you responsible. Find a friend or relative who has similar objectives and stay in touch with them frequently. You may also sign up for online forums or groups that provide help. If a man knows not to which port he sails, no wind is favorable. Seneca the Younger. Tip 5, celebrate your progress. Along the way, don't forget to recognize your accomplishments. It's crucial to remember that every little step you take in the direction of your goal counts as progress. When you achieve a milestone or a goal, reward yourself with something unique and utilize that motivation to keep moving forward. Focus on your goals, not your fear. Focus like a laser beam on your goals. Roy T. Bennett. Tip 6, prioritize your goals. Prioritizing your objectives is crucial while you are creating them. Focus initially on the objectives that are most important to you. You may do this to keep on track and prevent being overwhelmed. I love the challenge of starting at zero every day and seeing how much I can accomplish. Martha Stewart. Tip 7, make a plan B. Because life is erratic, occasionally things don't turn out as expected. Because of this, it's wise to prepare a backup plan in case the worst occurs. Consider a backup location in case travel restrictions change, for instance, if your goal is to visit a specific nation. A year from now, you may wish you started today, Karen Lamb. If you have tried bullet journaling, time blocking, or just plain old to-do lists but haven't found the right solution to manage your time, then it's time to try out the Hourly Planner Bundle. This is the ultimate planner with everything you need to manage your schedule and get things done today. Featuring 300 plus planner pages with and without sidebars, 100 plus event and holiday labels, and over 2,000 plus planner stickers in 14 unique colors. All this and more can be found in our Hourly Planner Bundle, available in two amazing color options at perspectiveplans.com, helping you plan for what's to come. Tip 8, review and adjust your goals regularly. To make sure you're moving forward and keeping on course, it's crucial to frequently examine and modify your goals. Plan frequent check-ins with either yourself or even your accountability partner to gauge your success and make any required corrections. Reach high, for stars lie hidden in you. Dream deep, for every dream precedes the goal. Unknown. Tip 9, stay positive and motivated. The secret to reaching your goals is to remain upbeat and motivated. By reading uplifting books, viewing uplifting movies, or tuning into motivating podcasts such as these, you may surround yourself with optimism. This will assist you in motivating your motivation and goal-focused attitude. To conquer frustration, one must remain intensely focused on the outcome, not the obstacles. T.F. Hodge, tip 10, take action now. The most crucial piece of advice is to act right away. Don't hold off until everything is in the right place or in the right time. Start today by taking the baby steps in the direction of your goals, then continue to gain momentum. Keep in mind that every action, no matter how tiny, actually matters. Chaos is more freedom, in fact, total freedom, but no meaning. I want to be free to act, and I also want my actions to mean something. Audrey Niffinger. Create a budget that works for you and track your debt, monthly bills, savings, expenses, cash envelopes, sinking funds, savings challenges, and more. This budget planner is perfect to take control of your finances, even if you are a beginner and just started your financial journey. Featuring 200 plus planner pages with and without sidebars, over 1500 planner stickers in 14 unique colors, and 50 plus quote layering stickers that allow you to customize the background to match your planner style. All this and more can be found in the budget planner bundle, available in two amazing color options at perspectiveplans.com. So let's do a quick recap just in case you missed a tip on the list. Start with a vision board. Tip 2, break it down. Tip 3, make it specific and measurable. Tip 4, get an accountability buddy. Tip 5, celebrate your progress. Tip 6, prioritize your goals. Tip 7, make a plan B. Tip 8, review and adjust your goals regularly. Tip 9, stay positive and of course motivated. Tip 10, take action now. So there you have it. Here's my number one advice for organizing your objectives for 2024. The trick, as always, is to start with a vision board, break down your objectives into smaller stages, make them detailed and, of course, quantifiable. Find an accountability partner and celebrate your accomplishments as you go. Don't forget to use the link down below to check out my goal planner. I just want to take a moment to thank our patrons and channel members. This episode would not be possible without your support. Thank you. And if you would like to support the show, visit patreon.com/perspectiveplans today. Thank you so much for stopping by and pressing play. I truly appreciate it. Let me know down below in the comments or your podcast review what tip you'll be using. Keep planning for what's to come, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.